As God speaks to our heart, speaks to our life, I want you to know something. Now, so many people wonder about this so often. I've dealt with so many people during the hurt times, the broken times, the impossible times within their life, and have listened to them talk about, I don't know where God was. I don't know what I've done so bad that God has just walked away from me. There's one big problem with that. It's not scriptural. That's not what God says. That big problem is also in, that's not who God is. God did not save me to leave me to myself. Amen. I would mess myself up bad. Did you ever catch yourself doing that to you? The worst enemy you'll ever have, you'll see in a reflection, in a mirror. The most heartache that are caused in your life, you will have caused it. It's just easier to point fingers at somebody else caused this. But God said, I want you to understand something about my love for you. My son gave his life so that you could have life and have it more abundantly and have it eternally. And have it in peace. And have it in hope. My son gave it all for you. Therefore, I want you to understand this. I am a present tense God. I've tried to explain this or have said it before. God does not live in the past tense. God does not live in the future tense. With God, there's present tense. The past and the future, that's what we look at as human beings. But God says, as soon as I get you up here with me, you'll understand something. It's all present. I see you as already perfected. We don't see that in a reflection in a mirror, do we? We look at that mirror and we do not see ourselves already perfected. And how do I know that? Do you ever notice what all you put on your face and your hair? That's what we do when we're looking in a mirror. We're looking to see, and we said, do I look okay? Well, you're looking at you. Do you look okay? Well, I look like me. That's okay. God created you to be you. Did you know that? But he says, I am a present tense God. Now Moses, being called by God to go lead Israel out of bondage, Moses asked God that question. But Lord, who do I say sent me? They're going to not want to know by what authority I have. Moses, you tell them, I am has sent you. I am is present tense. There will never be a time when the God of creation is past or future. He is always present. And he said, I will always be with you. Present tense. So it's not the idea, you know, I got to wait till God gets down here. God is already here in you. Our problem is recognizing God. We look in that mirror and we say, I don't recognize myself anymore. Do you know it's not about you? It's about everyone else but you. But in you, I want you to look. You will see hope, peace, love, understanding. You will see forgiveness. You will see the ultimate of what you're looking for. You will see your God has not forsaken you. I know that he won't. I know that I'll live forever. You want peace? God says, I'll give you peace. You want understanding? God says, I understand you. I understand you better than you understand you. I created you. I know everything about you. I know that chip that is missing in that brain of yours that causes you to have a bad case of the stupids ever so often. I know you, and I love you. Therefore, knowing that I am blessed by God, and I've been given all that love by God, I'm that protected by God, I serve a God in the present tense, and God sees me as already being with me, with Him, then why would I not then fearlessly serve Him? I am called by God to service. I am called by God to do what He has called me to do. You are called by God to be about His business. Are you? Your children are your business. Somebody else's children, they're your business. This world is your business. This life is your business. And God says, I've called you to action. Get to work for me. Yes, I'm saved. But I guarantee you that does not give me the right or the freedom to sin. It gives me the desire not to. It gives me the hope of tomorrow. I've got the promise of today already. He said, I'm in you, Larry. And for what you call tomorrow, I'm in you, Larry. I love you. From before you were born, I knew you. And God says this, I understand you because I am a present tense God. That was the scripture on Exodus 3:13. Moses, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And you think Moses was confused before? Moses, 80 years old, getting ready to lead multitudes out of bondage. 80 years old. Moses, I got a job for you to do. Not a little job. At least about 3 million total. Not a little job. Lead my people. Okay, Lord. Now, those of us who are getting close to 80, difficult to recognize God saying, I want you to go now and I want you to take on this task. Do you know why it's difficult for us? Because we have refused too often in our life to take on the small task He's commanded us to take on. But don't give up. God will use you. I don't care what situation you're in. I care because you hurt, but I want you to know that hurt that is in your life will not keep God from working in your life. And God said, I want you to know, I'm present tense and I'm in three forms. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Not three gods. He relates to us as God the Father. He relates to us as God the Son, Jesus Christ. But now Jesus as a human being, as a person, could not indwell us because He became flesh. So God wanted to indwell us. So He comes as His Holy Spirit into us. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is a person of God. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He is Christ. He is God. He is the person of God. So God says, I have come within you. Matthew 28:19. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Recognizing me as God of all. God of all. You heard? God says, I'm your Savior. Father, I don't know what to do. Good, Larry. If you don't know what to do, now you're ready to listen as I direct you in what to do. I am with you. I'm a present tense God. Larry, you do not have to call me down. I'm already here. I'm already within you. am a present tense God when it comes to hearing. I am a present tense God when it comes to helping. I am a present tense God. Present tense. When it comes to saving, I'm always ready to save you. Well, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Let me tell you about salvation just a little. Salvation is a continuing process. Have you noticed that in your life? Have you noticed that one day you're up and the next day you might be down? Have you noticed that sometime one minute you're up and the next minute you're down? You just get on you're on this roller coaster called life. God says, I want you to understand that I am a present tense God and I hear you. I hear you. Not like a politician hears you. Oh, I hear you, people. No, you don't. God says, I hear you. And I say, yes, you do. And I know that. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. For he says, in an acceptable time, I like that. Do you know that lets me know that I'm acceptable. I'm acceptable to God. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Every day, I make mistakes. Every day, I need saving from myself. Every day, I need saving from the enemies of God. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation, for eternal salvation, in accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Now is the day of salvation from what? Whatever attacks God's child. From disease, yes. Many people see, well, we had in my class this morning, the focus, and we were talking about Job. And you see all the hurt and the pain that came upon Job. It didn't come upon Job because Job was bad. As a matter of fact, God said he was a righteous man. God said that he was a man that respected him, respected God. And then all manner of evil came upon him. And it wasn't because of him. It was because of evil. Evil will come upon you. The enemy of God will come at you. And the more you try to serve the Lord, the more hell you're going to have to deal with. And the more help is on its way. Nothing in the world that'll give you uplift your life anymore than knowing that all hell has come at you. And you're standing there with a smile on your face. What in the world is he or she smiling about? They're getting ready to get trampled. No, for evil is not of God. Evil attacks God. And God has always, I read the book, always won against evil. And God is a present tense God. The same God from the beginning of what we call time is the God of today. That's a God of the living. That's a God of the protecting. I want my family protected. I want to be in the presence of God's children. I want to be around each one of you. Your pastor tells you all the time that I love you. And the thing is, your pastor means it. I care when you hurt. I care when you're down. I want to help fix you. And I don't know how, but I know the one who loves you more than I do. His name is Jesus. And he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Sometimes one of the greatest blessings God will do is to take this physical body out of service. But when he takes this physical body out of service, he hasn't taken you out of service. He's taken you home. He's taken you home. And he's taken you home for a purpose. And no, for those of you who are lazy, you're not going to be floating around on a cloud playing a harp. That just is not solid theology. Now, you're going to meet him in the clouds, and it's obvious we're going to be standing on the clouds. Daniel figured that one out. I guess as spiritual beings, we don't weigh much, do we? But we're going to get to be with Jesus. But we got work to do throughout eternity. It doesn't end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of ultimate peace. You want to feel good? You haven't felt anything till you feel the power of the Holy Spirit saying, "Sister, brother, come on home. Woo! Come on home. I got you." And the Lord says to you and says to me, "I want you to take this message and I want you to remember it. I have come to protect you. I have come to honor the name of my Son." God the Father honors the name of His Son Jesus. He watched His Son Jesus go to that cross for you and me. He watched His Son give His all. Those of us who've been in combat, those of us who serve, we know what it means to lose a fellow warrior. We know, but we don't know anything about what it took for a father to watch his only begotten son be beaten and tortured for sins that you and I are guilty of. And he was innocent. See, I love you, but I don't love you that much. I know that. The human part of me will break down first. You see, I love you, but if you put my son up there, I'm coming to get him down. Now, I will die in the process, but I'm coming to get him down. He's my son. God didn't do that. And we're told, Jesus said he could have called legions of angels, and it would have been over, and so would we have. But he said, "I love you." He said, "I love you, Lovell. I love you, Fran. I love you, Evelyn. I love you, Kathy." That's what he says. And he said, "See that? I mean it. That's my son." And he's staying right there till he finishes. And he's going to finish victoriously. "But I love you," he says. "I love you. All the heart of God loves me with all my flaws and all my brokenness. He loves me. Larry, I love you just like you are. And I'll prove it." And his son hung there. He knew my name just like he knows my name today. He knows my sins and he loves me anyway. He knows my broken parts and he loves me anyway. And he says, "There's no way that I will ever leave nor forsake you." But do you know why? Someone, the scripture says, someone has got to pay the price, the guilt of sin. And the price for it is a horrible price. Somebody's got to pay. And Jesus said, "I will." And God let him. Jesus said, "I came from above. I did not come from the earth. I came from above and came down. And I'm going back to my Father the way that I came." And he did. You think it was amazing on the cross? There was no one, those poor disciples, all of those who watched Jesus, they're watching him die on the cross. They're listening to him as he comes out of a tomb. Not many people can do that. As he comes out of the tomb. And then he said, "I'm going back to the Father." And Brother Randy starts going up in the air. And they're mouthed. And the angel looks at him and said, "Why are you staring into heaven?" It was an idea of, don't you human beings ever listen to what God says? Jesus had just told him, "I'm going back to the Father." But then he gave them a Christmas present again. "But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And I'm going to show you. Because I promised you I would conquer this earth And to this earth, he says, I'm coming back. And to this earth, he will come back. No, man won't destroy it, can't destroy it. God said, I'll take care of that, but the time has not yet come. My son will rule for 1,000 years on this planet. Thus saith the Lord thy God. Oh, and he said, I did it for you. I didn't realize that was important. I didn't realize anybody loved me like now I know God does. I just love you, Larry. I just love you. Doesn't it feel good to be just loved without having to do anything to be loved? Larry, I loved you before there was a mirror. You don't have to shine it for me. I love you like you are. Only God can do that. Only God can love you just like you are. Accept that love. Take it like a Christian. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I'm saved. And I'll stay that way. Because my God is a present tense God. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name, thanking you for being a present tense God. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us Easter. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting up with us. Doesn't matter how many times we've fallen, you've always picked us up. Thank you, God. Help us now to remember you're already here. And we are already there. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.